the way traffic works is you need to understand who you're looking for. Number two is you need to know where they're hanging out on the internet. And the internet makes that relatively easy. The amount of information you can get on people allow you today to target in such a way that you can find the relevant people that you're looking to target across multiple channels.
I spent the last 17 years building my eight-figure performance business without using any of my own money, working with some of the most brilliant direct response marketers in the world today. Now I'm looking for entrepreneurs to join my affiliate army, built on ethics, transparency, and good old hard work. Join me to change the perception of how people view the greatest business in the world, affiliate marketing, and follow along as I learn, apply, and share performance marketing strategies working with some of the brightest people on the planet. My name is Eric Beer, and welcome to the Performance Marketer Podcast.
Welcome to week three, types of traffic. Today is one of those days that I'm going to simplify the entire business for everybody here. There are so many people out here on the internet that when they start getting involved in digital, they get so intimidated by traffic, the ability for you to drive traffic. And when you simplify it and just start to think about all the things of what we're currently doing and all the steps we've taken to get to the point where we're ready to actually send some traffic to our funnel, to our survey, to anywhere. If you break it down, then you can see piece by piece how it's not as complicated as one may think. Now, I want to first preface that traffic on the internet is the exact same thing as in real life when somebody is walking into a store. Traffic on the internet is the same as somebody who's driving in a car and there's billboards on the highways. Traffic is simply the concept of somebody going to your funnel. How they're getting to your funnel is the means of traffic. You can own your traffic, or you can buy your traffic, or you can earn your traffic. Now, the types of traffic that we have here, we're going to try to look at it as a whole. We're not going to dive into like the step-by-steps right now of exactly how you would get traffic if you were to buy some PPC, or you were to buy some ads in Facebook through social or Instagram, or you were going to send emails, or you were going to go and buy some native ads or pops, or there's so many different ways, right, that you can drive traffic to your funnel. But what we're going to do is we're going to look at it from an overall high level strategic concept of how you're going to be looking at what types of traffic are out in the marketplace. And there's a few that we can talk about. So we can look at it as you can have earned traffic, organic traffic, the ability for you to get traffic to one of your funnels, to one of your properties, where you don't pay for the actual traffic to come to you. You earn your way for the ability for you to get that free traffic, whether it's that you build up your funnel or your site that it's so relevant that it shows up in search terms, or that you work with different influencers on the market that are going to now start to promote you because they like you and you add value. So that would be earned traffic. There's paid traffic where you can go and you actually buy clicks, where you buy an ad on Facebook, you buy an ad within a newsletter, you buy display ads, you buy PPC clicks for keywords, right? That's all paid ads. You ultimately driving traffic by buying something. You're buying your way in to a point where now you're getting the click to come to you, okay? And the third way is a hybrid of those two, where it's performance marketing. It's creating joint ventures. It's creating affiliate relationships. And what that means is that you have the ability to create an ad that you are going to place somewhere. You don't purchase the placement for that specific ad, but then when somebody clicks, lands on your page, maybe takes an action, that's when you're going to pay. So it's on a performance basis, and affiliates will drive traffic to your pages, to your funnels, to your sites. And when they do, they get paid for whatever action is defined. So there's three types, right, that we could look at: earned, paid, and joint venture affiliate. Okay. All of the goals that we've talked about earlier on is that what we're trying to do is we're trying to own that media, own that traffic, own the ability for you to now have control of your traffic, right? All three of those things that I just described to you, you do not have control of that traffic. Okay. Yes, you have the ability to buy ads. Yes, you have the ability to communicate and hustle to get a JV guy to promote your offer. And yes, you can hustle to get somebody to like you, create a relationship, and then promote you on their podcast, promote you in their blog, promote you on their social channels. Yes, you can do all of that, but you don't control the media. And the way that you control your media, which we've all talked about, is by when you get traffic to your funnels, you capture data, you own the emails, you own the relationship, an existing business, EBR, existing business relationship, where you capture an email, you capture a cell phone number, you capture the ability to communicate with them through Facebook Messenger. However, you can now control the ability for you to take a message and press send and send it out to that database. That's when you're going to control that media. Okay. Everything else, you're not creating any traffic. Traffic's already out there. Influencers already have their followers. Facebook has their traffic on their site. Google has their traffic. Everybody has their traffic. What your goal is you're trying to get somebody to identify with you, relate with you. You're going to try to create a pattern interruption, right? Someone's out in the marketplace and then you're trying to get them to click, land on one of your funnels, and you capture data and you're building up your asset, which is your database. Now you now control the media. That's the ultimate goal of traffic. Okay. So let me go into a little bit just to give you an idea of the type of person on the internet and how you would understand what they're doing so that you can now differentiate between two types of people. There's the searcher and there's the scroller. So what that means is the searcher is the kind of person that's searching for something. They're already in their mindset looking for that specific product or service. So if somebody's looking to purchase a car, they're already out searching. So they would go to Google, they would type in looking for Mustang, search it, results would show up, and they would find whatever was most relevant. They would click, land out, whether it's on an ad or if it's organically. On an ad would mean you paid for that placement. Organically would mean that you earned that placement. Okay. But the type of person that's searching for that has intent. On their mind, they're going into the internet and they have a purpose. They're searching for the product and they're looking for the best fit for what they need. Okay. That's very different than the scroller on the internet. And the scroller on the internet is somebody that's on the internet, on their Facebook account, looking around, scrolling, seeing what people are doing in the world, reading articles on different content sites, or checking out the news, or looking up for what kind of sports scores are out there. All these people are out on the internet right now looking for things that are not relevant to your specific offering. And what you're trying to do now is you're trying to create a pattern interruption. What you're trying to do is you're trying to have an ad on that site, in the newsfeed, on the email newsletter, and you're trying to distract them from what they're doing. You're trying to create a pattern interruption. You're trying to interrupt them from them looking for that score, looking for the news, looking to read that article, and you're trying to catch their eye and get them to click. In both scenarios, whether it's a searcher or a scroller, the patterns are the same, okay, on what you're trying to do. What you're trying to do is you're trying to get out in front of that traffic and you're trying to get them to click to come to your page so you can capture information. And when you capture information, now you've created a channel between you and them that you can communicate with them. Now you can communicate with them directly. You control the ability to communicate the messaging to them without having to go and pay Google, pay Facebook, or ask an influencer to promote you again, or ask an affiliate to promote your offer again. Okay? I think that's really important for you guys to understand is that there's two types of people. You're either searching or you're scrolling. People that are searching have high intent, much higher quality lead versus someone that's a scroller who doesn't have any intention or even plan to be signing up for your offer, but you get in front of them by putting some sort of hook, some sort of ad that catches their eye, that makes them click. You get them curious, you get them interested. They click, they land on your page, you get them to sign up. So I wanna back up a moment now that you understand that, because what we've been doing up to this point is we've been talking about what is your market, what is your niche, who is your avatar, what are their interests, how old are they, what's their name, what kind of gender. The reason why we're doing all that stuff is because that information is going to allow you to find them on the internet. Okay? Let me explain that. In the real world, if you are going to be looking for certain people on a certain date, let's say you're looking for people that are Bon Jovi fans, okay? And Bon Jovi's got a concert right now over at Madison Square Garden. What's going to happen is there's going to be 30,000 people at Bon Jovi's concert, and you're going to know that those 30,000 people are interested in Bon Jovi. They're all gathering together in one place to listen to Bon Jovi, his concert, right? And they're all there, and you can feel pretty good about the fact that if you're looking for people that like Bon Jovi, you're going to find them at that concert. The internet is the exact same thing. The same way you look at it as a venue of Madison Square Garden, who's got Bon Jovi at that venue playing their concert and their fans are there. What you're doing is you're trying to find people that are going to a concert. You're trying to find where people are congregating, where there's a group gathering. And the same way it's like someone going to Madison Square Garden where he's playing live would be the same way as you thinking about it as there could be a Bon Jovi website where his fans follow them. Could be Bon Jovi pages on Facebook, right? There's what happens is all these people are going to go towards those elements on the internet to hang out, okay? On Passover, the Jews are in temple, right? In Christmas, the Christians go to church. They're all gathering in these certain places. If you're looking for those kind of people, then you go to those spots. And then the goal at that point is once you know where they are, that's where you then create the pattern interruption. And that's when we get into the hook, the story, the offer that we've been doing prior to this, right? So if you kind of take a step back and think about it, okay, the way traffic works is you need to understand who you're looking for, number one. Number two is you need to know where they're hanging out on the internet. And the internet makes that relatively easy. If you go into Facebook, the amount of interest that people have, that people show interest on, the amount of information you can get on people, allow you today to target in such a way that you can find the relevant people that you're looking to target across multiple channels. Facebook allows you to buy ads where you can target based on interest. Facebook allows you to buy ads where you can target based on their likes of certain pages. If you wanted to target to people that like Tony Robbins, you could use that as an interest on Facebook to target to them. On Google, you can target to certain types of keywords that people are promoting. And that is extremely, extremely powerful, guys. So, you know, the people that freak out about ads and freak out about traffic and freak out about all the things that they're looking to do on the internet, and then they say, well, I don't know how to drive traffic. Well, this is not as complicated. People overcomplicate it, right? So we talked about it. And once you identify where people are gathering, now what you need to do is you need to go and find the right hooks for the right people and get them to click. And you just keep testing, right? With the ultimate goal of you trying to get them to go to your funnel,
give you their email address. So now you can now control that media. So ways to do this. And how do you find where people are? And what you do is you ultimately create lists. So you, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to start off by different platforms. So you can do it by social media platform. You could do it by email newsletters, people on email lists. You could do it by influencers on Instagram. You could do it by influencers on Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, podcasts. There's so many different ways. What you need to understand when we go back to understanding your avatar is how does your audience, how does your avatars, how do they consume content? If people like to listen from a podcast, then you want to play there versus people that like to read blog posts versus people that like to watch videos or people that like to get on newsletters and receive emails, right? So once you start to understand your audience and understand how they're consuming content, that's where you want to focus. And you want to identify with whatever your market or your niche is that there is traffic out in the marketplace to be had. Again, you don't create traffic. Traffic is already there. You are just trying to get out in front of that traffic. So they call that the Dream 100. And the whole idea with the Dream 100 is that you want to create a list of placements where your audience, where your avatars are hanging out, where they're congregating on the internet. So if you break it out into the framework of understanding who is your avatar, what are their interests, what are their likes, where are they hanging out on the internet, then going out and trying to identify by platform, who are the influencers on Instagram that my followers are following? Who are the people on Facebook? What are the groups on Facebook that my followers are following? What newsletters are my followers signing up for? Because all of these places now have your traffic. Those are the people you want to get out in front of. Once you identify that, when you list this out and you have a list, you now can get a good idea of what the market looks like, what the opportunity is. Before you ever really get into any of your businesses, you want to know, is there traffic out in the marketplace? You want to prove that you can go get your offer out in front of the audience that you're looking for. That's a very important thing before you ever really go down the path of a business. One of the first things you really want to do once you identify your market and your niche is you want to go and look on the internet to make sure that there is traffic, that you can go and create pattern interruptions in front of people that can now get to your funnel, to your page. If you can't find that, then you need to rethink your market, your niche, because there's no traffic out there for you to have. And if there's no traffic for you to have, then it doesn't matter how great your offer is, you're not going to be successful because no one's going to get there. No one's ever going to know about it. So in the simplest form of how you look at this, traffic isn't as complicated as people think. Okay? So I want you guys to write down the frameworks so you understand the steps on figuring out how to get your traffic. Number one, once you identify your market and your niche and you identify who your avatar is, you're going to go and you're going to start searching. You're going to start searching and start building your Dream 100 list of different influencers by different platforms to confirm that there's actually traffic to be had. Once you identify that there is traffic to be had, now you understand where they're congregating. You know that there's traffic out in the marketplace. So now it's time for you to now engage in the earned, paid, and JV types of traffic. You're going to try to earn your way in on that list of your Dream 100 that you created. You're going to try to communicate. You're going to try to get in any way you can to get in front of the people that you want your offer to be with, someone that has a podcast, someone that has a blog, someone that has a newsletter. You want someone that has a newsletter, you want them to promote your offer to their audience in email. Someone that has a podcast, you want them to mention you on their podcast to their audience. Someone that has a blog, that you want them to write about you. Someone that has an Instagram following, you want them to promote you in their channel. You want them to post about you, talk about you. YouTube, same thing. You want them to talk, maybe interview you, maybe push them to your funnel. All of those things can be looked at as earned media, where someone's doing that for you because you created a relationship with them and they're doing it because they believe in your product. And if they're not willing to do that, then you can buy traffic from those same sources. You can have the ability to get in front of those same audiences by just buying ads, by you buying a banner ad, by you buying the ability for someone to mail your offer as a solo offer to their database. And the third way is you can have a joint venture where somebody's willing to promote your offer and you're willing to give them something in return, which is you would pay them when someone takes an action. And that's performance marketing as a whole, right? And all three ways that you're doing it, now you know you have your placements, you know where your audience, your avatars are hanging out. You are either going to be doing, you're going to hustle to try to get earned media, you're going to buy ads, or you're going to get a JV to promote your ads with the ultimate goal of you trying to create a pattern interruption for somebody to click on one of your ads to go to your funnel, fill out some information so that you can capture data so now you control your media. That is traffic 101. So I want you guys to go through the homework tonight. I want you guys to write down what is your offer and who has your traffic. Where on the internet is your traffic? I want you to start to build your list up. I want you guys to identify what your dream 100 is. Who are the people? Who are the sites? Who are the publishers that you want to go after to get your ads in front of their audience so that you can get a percentage of them to click through and come to you and be notified of what you have available to them? You want to capture that audience and you want to build up your asset, your list. So tonight's homework is for you guys to go and do that. Start looking around and confirming that there is a market for your product or service. I want you to write down all of the placements. I want you to then write down like what the followings are, if you can find out what those followings are, so you can identify what that reaches, right? You can have 20 different placements with a million followers each. This means you have 20 million people to go after that you now can get in front of. If each one of those has a million followers, a million impressions. And your goal is now to build up your asset, your list. That's it. You don't create traffic. You just get out in front of it. So do your homework tonight. Check it out. If you guys have any questions about what I just said, let me know. But that's traffic 101, guys. It's not as complicated as you think. And once you understand and grasp this concept, you're going to be in front of the majority of the world that gets so intimidated by this that they're going to need your help. That's it for today, guys. Have a great day. Good talking to you today, and kick some butt. Yeah. All right, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Would you like to learn how I built my business using other people's money? If so, then go join my 21-day challenge at performancemarketersecrets.com. I look forward to meeting you and welcoming you into my family. And remember, results don't lie, but the people who don't have any do. Thanks for listening.